Here's a thought I'll title Food, Clothing, Shelter, and Artwork. Does anybody really need artwork to survive? I don't think so. At least I suspect not. But I might be wrong at that. How else can we explain that since the dawn of human history, our lives have been governed by the need for food, clothing, shelter, and if the prevalence of artwork is any indication, maybe artwork. But I can't help but think that artwork does not rise to the same level of survival characteristic the way food, clothing, and shelter do. On the other hand, I also struggle to imagine a life without art. Why is artwork so important? Of all the things that I could have dedicated my life to, why artwork? Why photography? You would think after 5 decades of photography, I'd have an answer to this question. But I don't. An even greater mystery is why is making artwork so important? I've prompted some really interesting conversations over the years by simply asking the question, if photography, for some unknown reason, was suddenly denied to us, what would we do? I know my knee-jerk answers to those questions. I'd take up a pen and try my hand at pen and ink drawing. It's pretty close to black and white photography, but obviously a different medium and requiring a different skill, so I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but I'd give it a try. Or, if not pen and ink drawing, maybe I'd turn my attentions to haiku writing. I've written a few in my life, haven't we all? I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but it would at least keep my hand in something creative and artistic. Or maybe I'd compose really awful classical symphonies. I enjoy listening to classical symphonies a lot. I do it a lot. But I know nothing about music. I have no formal training whatsoever, so I probably wouldn't be able to compose a symphony. I'm not even sure I could compose a pop tune, although I do know how to make 3 or 4 chords on a guitar. I doubt that qualifies me to be a creative musician. But then again, maybe it does. Maybe not a successful creative musician, but I could have fun doing it. Or if classical symphonies are a little too substantial of a reach for a person with no talent, at the very least, I suppose I could buy a kazoo. I would do something. I would do anything. Because I would love to have art as a part of my life, creating art as a part of my life. And although I think I can make a decent photograph, it wouldn't make any difference if I couldn't make a decent haiku. Or a decent pen and ink drawing, or a decent tune on the kazoo. It's just the engagement of the art life that would make it so valuable. And I can't help but wonder why. What is so valuable about having art in our life? I can't specifically answer that question, but I can admit that it's pretty axiomatic. And maybe as a functioning, working artist, I don't need to answer the question why, I just need to do the work. But nonetheless, it is a curiosity and a conundrum that I can't help contemplate from time to time. Maybe it is true that art is as important as food, clothing, and shelter, at least for some of us who want to create art. And we'll leave it to psychologists to define whether or not that's a healthy obsession or not.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.